It's Thursday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. From Dogma und Verkündigung by Joseph Ratzinger. John the Baptist and Mary are the two great personages typifying our existence in Advent. They therefore dominate the liturgy of Advent. Let us gaze first on John the Baptist. Challenging and active, he stands before us, a type of the manly vocation. In harsh terms, he demands metanoia, a radical transformation of attitudes. Those who would be Christians must be transformed ever again. Our natural disposition, indeed, finds us always ready to assert ourselves, to pay like with like, to put ourselves at the center. Those who want to find God need again and again that inner conversion, that new direction. And this applies also to the total outlook on life. Day by day we encounter the world of visible things. It assaults us through billboards, broadcasts, traffic, and all the activities of daily life to such an enormous extent that we are tempted to assume that there is nothing else but this. Yet the truth is that what is invisible is greater and much more valuable than anything visible. One single soul, in Pascal's beautiful words, is worth more than the entire visible universe. But in order to have a living awareness of this, we need conversion. We need to turn around inside, as it were, to overcome the illusion of what is visible and to develop the feeling, the ears of the eyes, for what is invisible. This has to be more important than anything that bombards us day after day with such exaggerated urgency. Metanoiete, change your attitude so that you may see God's presence in the world. Change your attitude so that God may dwell in you and through you in the world. John himself was not spared this painful process of change, of turning around. To what a great extent is this also the portion of the priest, and indeed of every Christian who proclaims Christ, that we too do know him and yet do not know him. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. It is especially important for us to acquire the dispositions necessary to enable us to listen attentively to the Word of God and to put it into practice in our lives. We are all acquainted with the parable of the sower. The seed, of course, represents the Word of God. Some of the seed fell by the wayside and was trampled into the earth or carried away by the birds. Some fell on rocky ground, and because of the lack of moisture, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, which choked it and prevented it from springing up. Finally, the rest of the seed fell on good ground and yielded fruit more or less abundantly. How do we receive the Word of God? Perhaps we are constantly dissipated and distracted? In that case, the divine seed will not bear fruit, but will be trampled down or will wither away. It may be, however, that we hear the Word of God with pleasure and joy, until our first enthusiasm is strangled by our fondness for money, ease, and earthly pleasures, which prevents us from laying up merit for everlasting life. Let us remember that the Word of God is a very precious gift, which ought not to be neglected or abused. Our eternal salvation depends on the manner in which we receive it. God leaves each one free to reject his infusion of love, for gifts cease to be gifts if they are forced on us. God respects our freedom of will. He did not even enter into this human order of ours without consulting a woman. So neither does he elevate us to partake of his divine nature without our free consent. Fulton Sheen.